Earlier this afternoon, President Obama met with business leaders, members of the Financial Services Forum, about the government shutdown and the fast-approaching battle over raising the debt ceiling. Lloyd Blankfein, chairman of Goldman Sachs, talked to reporters outside the White House afterward.
There's precedent for a government shutdown. There's no precedent for default. We're the most important economy in the world. We're the reserve currency of the world. Payments have to go out to people. If money doesn't flow in, then money doesn't flow out. So we really haven't seen this before, and I'm not anxious to be a part of the process that witnesses it.
A message like that from the business community once carried a lot of clout in Washington, especially among Republicans. Not so this time. In the fight that's shut down the government, establishment leaders like Blankfein have so far been sidelined. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
You can hear the frustration in the voice of 11-term New York Congressman Peter King as he runs a gauntlet of reporters at the Capitol.
I'm just more concerned about there not being a clean CR.
A clean CR, a clean continuing resolution to fund the government without the defunding or delaying of the health care law attached. That's a basic establishment kind of approach, and it might actually win a majority of both parties in the House were it to come up for a vote. But it hasn't. Ask King what his constituents think about that.
They think we're crazy.
And such is life for a Republican in Congress who's not a member of that core of about 30 hardcore conservatives and Tea Party members who see the shutdown as a reasonable and necessary way to fight Obamacare. On the same page as King is Pennsylvania Congressman Charlie Dent, a fiscal conservative with a more moderate record on social issues. Dent is trying to build a coalition dedicated to governing and meeting fiscal obligations.
If there are a couple dozen people or two or three dozen people who just don't have that same sense of governance, that we are going to have to find ways to work around them. And I'm going to continue to try to do what we can to get out of this shutdown situation and work with whoever is going to be a willing partner, Republican or Democrat.
It's not just the congressional establishment that's frustrated. John Engler, a former Republican governor of Michigan, now heads the Business Roundtable, made up of the CEOs of the nation's largest companies.
I think our CEOs are in the same position. Just look at this and are aghast at the behavior. Sit down and work it out. Stop holding press conferences. Talk to each other and get a deal.
But Tea Party groups level some of their strongest rhetoric at big business as the beneficiaries of bailouts and government favors. So does Engler think the Business Roundtable's pleas are being heard by those leading this revolt against the establishment?
I'm not sure they care what anybody has to say.
They're certainly ignoring national polls that show the government shutdown and linking it to Obamacare to be very unpopular. But they do care about what one group thinks, says former GOP Congressman Tom Davis, their most conservative constituents. He notes that the vast majority of those members holding Speaker Boehner's feet to the fire are from deep red Republican districts. That's a result of congressional redistricting that was dominated by GOP-controlled state legislatures.
They are immune to public opinion, but they are held hostage by Republican opinion. And as long as Republicans continue to support this, they don't really have any political pressure to move.
Davis says there'll only be movement when all sides feel enough pain. Right now, he says, the Tea Party caucus thinks it's winning. So do Democrats, which means those who really want nothing more than a resolution will likely continue to struggle to be heard. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.